Welcome back to another episode of In the Garage with Garage Boy. I am your host, the young Garage Boy, 29 years old, gonna be 30 next month. Damn, life moves fast. But anyway, welcome back, and if you're new, welcome. Let me take a sip of this coffee real quick, even though it's gonna give me anxiety. But anxiety puts me on the edge. It kind of pushes my limits, and I kind of like to go against it. It's kind of like a mind over matter thing. Like, can I beat this anxiety, or is it gonna wreck me? It's one way to find out. That's why I drink the coffee, because it's all fun and games. Adds excitement to my life. What's life without a little pain, am I right? Anyway, as you can see, if you're watching this on video, I'm not wearing my headset. It's not working very well. And it's been a good run. I bought that headset like 5 years ago. And now it's time to lay it to rest. So I'm gonna definitely pour one out for the boy. Gonna have to get a new headset. Might have to get like new equipment if I want to be really committed to this podcasting stuff. Because I kind of like talking, because I don't get to talk a lot because I'm a very quiet person. People might think I'm like an asshole for being so quiet and giving one-word answers. But then it's just like, I don't know what to say. Sometimes I'll just not feel like responding, and I'll just give you like a, yeah, okay. Because it's definitely a situation where someone would be talking to me, and I'll just sit there looking at him, not trying to make him feel stupid, but mostly I just don't know how to relate to certain conversations. Or most of all, I just don't feel like talking. So I'll just be like, yeah, okay, thank you, yeah. Trying to end the conversation as soon as possible. Does that make me a terrible person? I don't know. Maybe I just need to get better with speaking to people, being a people person, but not a people pleaser, because I don't want to do that. The only person I should be pleasing is myself, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm really looking at myself with a little ass microphone. Like, is this thing on? I hope this is working. We'll find out. We'll find out if this actually is, like, working. And when I post the episode, it's gonna be real interesting. Anyway, what's new in the life of the young garage boy, 29 years old? Oh, turning 30 next month, July 24th. So if you want to send stuff, my P.O. box is none of your damn business. Should I have a P.O. box? Who knows? I might think about it. My mom has one. She doesn't think it's a bad idea. But I don't know if I want to pay for that right now, because of the wedding. But we'll see. We'll look into it. I'll discuss it with my future wife. Why am I whispering? I don't know. But I have a haircut at 10:30, which is like in 20 minutes, and luckily it's like down the street. But oh, weird update, Michael Jordan's selling the Hornets, so if anyone wants to buy it, call Michael Jordan's direct line. Anyway, yeah, I'm getting a haircut today. I'm going to a different barber. I like the barber I've been going to, but the only thing I do not like is he doesn't know how to like line me up correctly. And barbers in the past have been able to do it. I don't know what makes it so different now. So we're going to find out. And if my barber is watching this or listening to this, I'm sorry. You were really good with the fades, but the lineups, they could have been better. But I'm glad I've been getting a haircut from you for a long time. I don't know why I'm trying to make this all like emotional and sentimental. But I might be back there. Who knows? I might be back there. Anyway, not much has been going on other than that. I do think I want to talk about the Filipino beef on TikTok between the Filipino Americans and the mainlanders. So I'm going to definitely take a quick little haircut break, and when I come back, I'm gonna have hopefully a haircut that I like. And if I don't, fudge, it's gonna suck, but I'm sure I'll be able to manage it, because I really need this haircut for the Gracie Awards on Tuesday. Because Jessica won a Gracie Award, and we're going to the award show in New York, which should be fun. Anyway, I should have gone to someone who I've consistently been going to before trying to switch up before an event, but we're risking it all today. Today, we're going to see what happens. So I'm going to take a short, quick... Not really, it's probably going to take like an hour. A short, quick haircut break. Or a long, quick haircut break. No, there's nothing long or quick about it. It's an art, so it needs to take time. So my hair is beautiful. Anyway, here's a message from our sponsor. And I'll be right back. This podcast is sponsored by water. Water is not only bland and flavorless, but it keeps you alive. It also can be used to bathe with. Drink it and use it, so you don't stink and die. Warning, drink at least 8 glasses a day, not all in one sitting. Results may be fatal.
I'm back from the haircut. And I would give it like I get it an 8 out of 5. Because he basically said, like, my last barber messed my stuff up if I wanted to do the clean version. And he was like, did your barber have a bad day? And I was like, I don't know, man. I just walk in there and he cuts my hair. Most of the time, it's good. But why is it a thing that barbers, like, shit on other barbers? Like, damn, dude, he messed you up. I'll fix you up real quick. But it wasn't real quick. It was like almost more than an hour. But I didn't mind. Chair was comfy. They played a movie that I've never seen before, but I was invested. I think it was Taking Pellingham 1-2-3. John Travolta, Denzel Washington. Never thought I'd see both of those actors in a movie. Today I did, and Travolta plays a pretty good villain. Never seen Denzel as a villain yet. I don't think that's something he wants to do, or maybe I have to do a deep dive into that. Haven't done my research, so don't get triggered by the things that I say. Anyway, what did I want to get into today? Oh yeah, Filipino Americans versus mainland Filipinos.
I don't get it. I don't get that we have to cause some sort of division among one another. We're the same people just because we've been born and gone through different experiences in different countries doesn't mean we have the same DNA. Like, we might not understand each other culturally, but we're proud to represent the same thing. Like, I love being Filipino. It's probably one of the favorite things about myself. I love being American. I love this country. Yes, it has its flaws, but what country doesn't? I love the United States. I'm proud to be born here, even through the past couple of years. We haven't had our greatest moments. There's a lot of division going on. So why do we have to have more added division? It makes no sense to me. And I'm not going to take the petty route, because that only caused more, like, beef. And I don't want that. I want all of us to love each other as, like, fucking hippie that sounds. Love one another, man. Because if we're against each other, there's, like... See, I don't even know where I'm going with that. If we don't love each other, man, then all there will be is madness and separation. See, I can't even do that right now. Can't even think. I can't even think. Remember that coffee from earlier? It's starting to kick in. And I have a therapy session at 1 o'clock. So I'm gonna take a quick break, and we're gonna do something we haven't done in quite some time. I'm gonna do my two songs of the week. Yes. Yes, it's coming back. And if you've been a long-time listener, jump for joy. Scream to the heavens, because I'm about to give you, I think, two songs, maybe three. You'll just have to find out. All right, we'll be right back. Sounds of the Ocean or melatonin supplements aren't cutting it anymore. I may have a solution for you. Listen to In the Garage with Garage Boy, a podcast so boring it will put you to sleep. His monotone voice and repetitive background music will help you reach unheard of levels of REM sleep. If you're looking for a full 8 hours of sleep, go on to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere you can listen to podcasts, and listen to In the Garage with Garage Boy. You know how, like, you've been sleeping on an artist? Because I have been. That artist is Victoria Monet. I thought she was just a person riding the coattails of Ariana Grande. She's like, oh, that's her best friend. It's like, oh, she must not be that talented. And then I started actually listening to her music. And boy, I was wrong. I was very wrong. In honor of that, it's my first song of the week. It's Victoria Monet. It's an interlude. It's less than a minute. I wish it was longer, like other parts of my body, but you get what you get, and you just gotta live with it. You gotta just deal with the cards you're dealt. Remember, it's the motion of the ocean. Just remember that. You gotta know how to use it. Anyway, sorry if there's any parents with children listening, but that's just how I'm feeling right now. So yeah, back to the first song. It's We Might Even Be Falling in Love. It's an interlude. It's by Victoria Monet. And it has elements of funk, And I love the horns in the song too. This is a very old sounding song, and her voice is so buttery, and I just love it. And I'm sorry for ever doubting you, Victoria Monet, if you ever come across this, which you probably won't, but just let you know, I support you now. You've proved me wrong. I'm sorry. So here is Victoria Monet's We Might Even Be Falling in Love. See, I don't know if you can, like, hear that. Because I can. I'm not even gonna speak anymore. Here's a song. The next song is This Must Be the Place by the Talking Heads. It's just one of those songs where you want to walk down the street on a sunny day. Safely, though, not like into the street, like it's depressing. It's a very happy song. Just puts a smile on my face, and I just want to be walking like this to it. And if you're just listening, not watching the video, I'm just like walking in a happily manner. That's how I feel when I listen to the song. This is the second song of the week. It's the Talking Heads. This Must Be the Place. Naive Melody. Here it is. It also reminds me of Crazy Stupid Love. I don't remember exactly what scene it was in, but that's what it reminds me of. I have to watch that movie again. So yeah, that's going to cut it for this episode of In the Garage with Garage Boy. And thank you for listening if you made it through the entire episode. And tune in next week, because I'm going to do my top 5 Usher songs. I got it down to 10 right now, so that should be slimmed down to 5 next Friday. So thanks for listening, thanks for watching. Have a blessed weekend, have a blessed week. Stay safe, be happy. Peace.